first verse of the 14th chapter of the second book of Kings. And he said, "But my brother Esau is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man." And he said, "But my brother Esau is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man." Perhaps I might say the same thing in a different way by quoting you those words of that grand old English poet W.E. Henley, who said, "When that one great scorer comes to mark against your name, it matters not who won or lost, but how you played the game." But how you played the game. As I was on my way here tonight, I arrived at the station, and by an oversight, I happened to go out by the way one is supposed to come in. And as I was going out, an employee of the railway company hailed me. "Hey, Jack," he shouted, "where do you think you're going?" That, at any rate, was the gist of what he said. But you know, I was grateful to him. Because, you see, he put me in mind of the kind of question I felt I ought to be asking you here tonight. Where do you think you are going? Life, you know, is rather like opening a tin of sardines. We're all of us looking for the key. And I wonder how many of you here tonight have wasted years of your lives looking behind the kitchen dressers of this life for that key. I know I have. Others think they've found the key, don't they? They roll back the lid of the sardine tin of life. They reveal sardines, the riches of life therein, and they get them out, they enjoy them. But you know, there's always a little bit in the corner you can't get out. I wonder, is there a little bit in the corner of your life? I know there is in mine. And so now, I draw to a close. I want you, when you go out into the world, in times of trouble and sorrow and hopelessness and despair, amid the hurly-burly of modern life, if ever you're tempted to say, "Stuff this for a laugh," I want you, at such times, to cast your minds back to the words of my first text to you tonight. "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, but I am a smooth man."